Morning, Glenridge. It's Jan McMillan here. Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 5 from the Message Bible reads this, and it is so beautiful. So whatever you're doing, pay attention. It says, "Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls." I absolutely love this. We are charged to strip down, start running, and never quit. And I just wanted to encourage us in this morning and almost charge us that we are called in these days to be a people with no extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. How do we strip down? How do we start running? How do we move and be a people who are liberated and run with Jesus? I just wanted to give us some practical things. We must be quick to confess. The Bible says, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. That actually, as we walk with Jesus, as we walk with the leadership of the Holy Spirit upon us, he will highlight wrong ways of thinking, lies that have crept in from the enemy, sin, maybe intentional sin, maybe you've gossiped about somebody, and you didn't realize it, but Holy Spirit will actually bring to light anything that causes us separation from God. So we must be a people who are quick to confess and to not live offended. I think this is something so pertinent in today's culture, that there is this spirit of entitlement in our society today. And with that comes the fruit of offense. Will I say the bad fruit of offense? And friends, I just wanted to free us this morning that offense is truly a choice, that we don't have to take it. Offense is taken, it's not given. And all offense does is bind you to a circumstance that doesn't liberate you into the fullness of what God has called you to. And so if you're living with offense, I want to say this morning that Jesus literally took your offense at the cross. And so you don't have to walk away with offense. And I'm going to just prophetically feel actually that someone's listening who needs to deal with offense in their heart. And God does not ask you to carry offense. He took offense at the cross. And so he's given you grace this morning to actually forgive your offender and to live liberated. The NIV actually says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." If you have offense or sin, lay it down at the feet of Jesus, because we're called to run. We're called to start running. As it says in Hebrews 12, it says, we better get on with it. Strip down, start running. We are called to start running, Glenridge. We are called to be an uncompromised people who are absolutely passionate and zealous for Jesus and to make his name known amongst all the nations. Life's too short to get caught up on the politics of disappointment, of offense, I'll say it again, of discouragement, of comparison. We are called to strip down and start running. And so, friends, that is my simple encouragement to us, to strip down, get rid of the sin, get rid of the offense, get rid of discouragement, and to start running, and to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. As a young girl, I always used to love that song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Bless you, friends.